This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Houtnon. He's one of the employee owners of Tab Computer Systems. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Yes, it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we are in studio, a couple of pasty white computer geeks here to help you out with your computer problems and comments and concerns. We're all hopped up on tryptophan, right?
That's it.
So we're a little sleepy, but we're doing our best for you here, so feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And coming up at 10:05, Special Agent Connor Phoenix will be back in studio, as we promised last Saturday, to talk more about the cyber scams that are out there and what the FBI is trying to do to keep us more safe and have you guys be more aware of what's going on out there, because the bad guys are sneaky.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we need smart folks like Special Agent Phoenix out there to help us at least be aware of them and hopefully have the FBI catch them and then hopefully put them away for a very, very long time. But that's another problem.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other issue that I'll let the other hours of the program of the station take care of. But let's start with some computer technology news there. Dennis, what do you got going on?
Well, we've been talking about the Cruise robo-taxi system that's owned by GM.
Right.
And how they had some incidents over the past few months, but one of them what finally put them over the edge where they shut down their entire fleet, where a pedestrian was dragged 20 feet by one of these cars.
Right.
It turns out that the CEO of Cruise, his name is Kyle Voigt, I think. He is out the door.
Now it's about time.
Yeah.
I mean, when your car runs over people, it's usually
I mean, typically they don't design them to do that.
No. And well, we had a story last Saturday about the fact that, for every 2.5 miles, they need the human to intervene with these quote unquote autonomous cars. I mean, I still can't even find an analogy of where that works, where you have an autonomous car. And you need a human to take over remote control of your autonomous car every 2.5 miles. I can't even think of it. I am dumbfounded about an analogy for how ridiculous that is. And then you think about who could possibly be driving that autonomous car. I mean, I doubt it's an American. It's got to be somebody in the third world who's taken over your car. Just imagine how they drive in the third world. Ay, ay, ay. I wouldn't get in one of these cars I was going to get in one of these cars, actually. It wouldn't have been a Cruise. I was going to get in a Waymo down there in Phoenix, and my wife said, you get in there, you're divorced.
Oh.
So it's not happening. I didn't do it. But Phoenix has these Waymos out there, and you know, I think it's a Google product, and they're autonomous too, but everyone thinks that they're being driven autonomous by folks remotely, which is probably the case too.
Oh, well, right? It could be. Sure.
All right. In other news, Binance. And the CEO admit financial crimes, and they have to cough up billions of dollars to the U.S. government.
Billions?
Yes. The chief has to pay down a penalty here because they were helping crooks launder cash. Well, what is Binance? Just so you, what is Binance? Well, it's the world's largest crypto fake money exchange.
Oh, well, that would explain
the crooks laundering
the
cash.
The laundering, yeah.
Yeah. So, duh. The CEO, Zhangpeng Zhao, both pled guilty to this type of financial crime. And as a result, Binance will fork out $10 billion actual dollars to Uncle Sam in fines and settlements. Now, if you'll remember, mm-hmm. Binance caused the collapse of FTX, the other fake cryptocurrency exchange here with Bankman Fried there, right. Who were tricking people into buying cryptocurrencies. And so these companies are coughing up billions of dollars due to fraud and financial crime. And you're going to go out and invest your hard-earned real money into crypto. Well,
right.
It is greater fool theory, as Mr. Gates has talked about, to go ahead and buy a digital currency like this. So they knowingly and willfully included the transfer of nearly $1 billion to persons that they had reason to believe resided in Iran.
Iran?
Yeah. So we'll put a link up here for you guys to read this if you guys still, for some crazy reason, think crypto's a thing. Eventually, I mean, heck, if I'm wrong, fine. Whatever. But I mean, okay. I've been on the planet long enough to realize what this type of scam is. And if you want to be the last one in there holding the cryptocurrency, more power to you.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with that.
Everyone who's going to get in and get out will be long gone with your actual money. And if we can get rid of crypto, we'll have a whole lot less financial cybercrime happening.
Well, yeah, we won't have ransomware, and we won't have people using crypto to skirt, sanctions
right.
like you're doing in Iran. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll put this link up. What did you have else want to talk about there, Dennis?
I wanted to talk about YouTube.
Yeah.
And their recent campaign to clamp down on ad blockers.
Right. People hate watching commercials.
Right. And we've even had some discussion about it and what to do about it. And it turns out that they're ramping up the campaign yet again.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've changed the site, the YouTube website, the scripting on it.
Yep.
And it has the effect of slowing the loading of videos for a lot of users on Firefox.
Interesting.
Now,
they're throttling? Wait a minute. They're throttling? Is that what it's called? Slowing is one thing. But you're saying throttling, Dennis, right?
I'm saying that YouTube videos are slow to load. That's what's in this article.
So wait a minute. I've heard stories, even on this station, about concerned content creators within the YouTubes that have said without net neutrality, the carriers are going to slow the delivery of their content. So wait a minute. Let me understand this there, Dennis. Are you telling me it's not the carriers that are slowing the actual YouTubes? It's the YouTubes who are slowing the YouTubes?
It is the content provider.
Oh,
yes.
I am shocked. I am so shocked. Are you kidding me? How is that possible? They're such upstanding folks who were so against throttling that they needed net neutrality to protect us from this, and yet they are doing it, no matter what the content, if you happen to be using Firefox.
Yeah, that's how it turns out.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
There ought to be a law, Dennis.
Yeah, and apparently the Google people that were spoken with about this asked about it.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, that's
what they're doing.
What we're doing.
Yeah. Really? Oh, my goodness. They were so concerned about the throttling of the content carriers of the content. You just can't make it up, folks. I mean, you can, but you can't. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. And, of course, nobody would have thought that would happen, right?
Never in a million years.
No. They're such upstanding providers of service.
Well, remember the Google slogan is
no. It's
don't
not
be evil.
That's their old slogan. They actually got rid of that slogan. That's no longer their slogan, but it was a slogan.
Well, what does it tell you that they had to disavow that slogan?
Yes. What does it tell you indeed? Ay, ay, ay. I can't believe they're throttling. The YouTubes are throttling the YouTubes. Ay, ay, ay. Here's another one for you. This one is going to, it shouldn't be that surprising. So here's the headline again from the Register across the pond there. We'll put a link there to it. Former InfoSec COO pleads guilty to attacking hospitals to drum up business.
What?
Yep. An Atlanta tech company's former COO has pleaded guilty to a 2018 incident in which he deliberately launched online attacks at two hospitals, later citing the incidents in a sales pitch.
Oh.
Under a plea deal he signed last week, Vikas Singla, a former business leader at network security vendor Securalytics, we'll put a link up to that, a provider of healthcare institutions, among others, admitted that in September of 2018, he rendered the ASCOM phone system of the Gwinnett Medical Center inoperable. So he literally brought down their phone system.
Wow.
And then marketed the fact that this happened. More than 200 phones were taken offline,
okay,
which were used for internal communications, including Code Blue, which would be, you know, if you're having a heart attack. And
oh,
they need to have,
no.
Yeah. Cardiac or respiratory emergencies. This was in 2018. He also gained access to the medical center's VPN, which in turn afforded him access to the Holo R2 digitizer, a device to connect to the mammogram machines. The device also stored personal data of patients, including names, dates of birth, and their sex. For more than 300 patients, this data was stolen by Singula and added to a document called Baidu Text. Singula later executed a print job on more than 200 printers, so he slammed all these print jobs out to all the printers. So this guy
Okay. So we're talking a wide range of stuff that he did.
Right. It's kind of like if you were a security company for a bank, but you robbed it first and then, you know, said, hey, I can fix this for you. This is what this guy's doing. So he's attacking the hospital and then using it in the marketing, saying, hey, hospitals are vulnerable and I can help you secure your hospital. Just don't hire me.
Right.
Yikes. So
it's almost like a fireman setting fires in order to have work.
He even took access to the Twitter account and posted 43 tweets publicizing the incident, each of the 43 messages containing some of the stolen personal information. So you wouldn't want to hire this guy.
No.
Now, the issue is, you know, what's he going to get? So basically, he pled guilty and he faced a maximum term of 10 years.
Maximum?
Though he may never see the inside of a cell.
What?
He's got some sort of I don't know, some sort of a health issue that I read, some sort of rare, incurable form of cancer. So they figured, we'll just have him.
Just let him go.
Let him go. But 10 years, guys, I would say attacking a hospital that might have killed my uncle because he's got a Code Blue and your phones didn't work because of this ding-a-ling would be more than 10 years. Maybe there should be some laws that say this type of cybercrime is more than 10 years in prison.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, 20, maybe 20, 25, maybe.
You think?
Deter, because, you know, cybercrime people tend to be kind of smart, and if the penalty is going to be like 25 years, maybe they won't do it.
And in general, any kind of white-collar crime is typically...
On the wrist stuff.
Yeah, it's pennies on the dollar in terms of punishment.
It's ridiculous. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you on this Saturday morning. Vince, hang on. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we are partnering with the Salvation Army. So feel free to go to our link over at computertalkwithtab.com. We're here to partner with Salvation Army and WTIC for the holiday store. So we're excited to get you guys involved and have you help folks in need this holiday season. We'll be right back.
Days of Macy's Day Parade. The night of the living dead.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here until 11 o'clock. And then Special Agent Connor Phoenix will be joining us again to help us get a little more information about what the FBI is doing as far as cybercrime goes and what the scams are that you should be aware of this holiday season. Because everyone's trying to be in a good mood, right? You're trying to be optimistic. And the bad guys will know that. And they will prey upon your optimism and try to get you, separate you from your money. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Vince out there next and first in Torrington. What's happening, Vince?
Hi. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Hi.
I went out and bought a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. HP. Let's see, i7, 1T, 16 gigabytes. I really don't know what all that means, but I listen to you guys quite frequently. So I bought a computer. It works. I bought it about 4 or 5 days ago.
Nice.
At Best Buy. And to make a long story short, buying the computer, the salesman was telling me about an S chip. If I want to get rid of that or not, I thought I would give you guys a call because you seem to be a lot more knowledgeable. So should I get rid of this S chip on the computer and just go back to a Chrome? Because I'm running on a different internet format.
We're trying to figure out what S chip is. I think what you're talking about is S mode.
S mode.
Yeah. Okay. And you do want to get out of that. Windows computer is essentially useless while it's in S mode. It's only good. I'll just tell everybody what S mode means. It means you can only get any applications on the computer that come from the Microsoft Online Store. You can't install.
You would have thought that meant security, but it means store? Just kidding.
It means the store.
Yeah.
Well,
it means security, but it is the
They store. Say that it means security, but it's the store. Anyway, you can only install things from the store. That means you can't download Chrome and run that its installer because it won't execute. And that basically makes the computer useless. The only time that it's worth anything is if you are in an enterprise environment where you can deploy apps because there are enterprise ways to get apps onto S mode computers in addition to the store. But you and I don't have access to that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we aren't going to be able to get those apps in there. And that's why I generally tell anybody that's got a computer like that, you just get rid of S mode.
Yep.
Just
very good. Yeah. And that was my question.
And
that's
it's
what
I'm gonna do. The process to do it is very simple. And guess what? It requires the online store.
Of course it does.
Because that's the only way you can get anything into the computer at the moment.
Interesting.
So you go into the online store and you look for remove S mode or disable S mode, something like that. And then it'll give you an option. You click get, let it run. It only takes a couple minutes. And then the computer is wide
open. Computer is yours.
It's all yours. You can do what you want with it because it's your computer.
Yeah.
Very good. That's what I was hoping to hear.
All right, Vince. Well, enjoy. It sounds like you got a good machine.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, S mode. Secure mode, Microsoft wants to call it. You can only be secure when you use our stuff. That's like that is the typical oxymoron of all things you can ever think about, considering how much work we spend trying to secure Microsoft in general. To say the S mode is the thing that'll finally do it is pretty funny. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're here to help you out with the computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online. Four lines wide open. And then, of course, coming up at 10:05, we mentioned Connor Phoenix will be here from the FBI talking about some of the scams to be aware of. So what else do you want to talk about, Dennis, as we wait for calls? Do you have any good articles?
Well, I've got, let's see, we've got, we have an interesting story about a White House surveillance program.
A White House surveillance program.
And I say that it's a White House surveillance program because it was originally cooked up by the office of the drug czar.
The drug czar. Okay.
Yes. And this started in 2013.
All right. Long time ago.
And it was
decade ago.
Yes. Yeah. And it was called Hemisphere.
All right.
The feds are working with AT&T to gather information about phone calls. This is metadata.
Yeah.
They don't have access to the content of anything.
All right.
But phone calls and SMSs. And it's collected up for law enforcement so that they can ostensibly get a hold of, drug traffickers. One of the things that they do very often is to use burner phones.
Right.
And if you can get enough information about them,
you can
finally trace them, assuming you can collect what you need to do it.
Gotcha.
And Senator Ron Wyden is kind of asking questions about this program and why it's still in place and why law enforcement agencies are still getting this data from AT&T in spite of the fact that the program has been unfunded and then refunded and then unfunded and then refunded.
Mm. It's got funding. Maybe that's the answer, Senator Wyden. But it's only AT&T.
Right.
from what we understand in this article.
Only AT&T works with this program, yes.
All right, so we'll put a link up here to the story. You can, I mean, obviously we want to catch the bad guys, but, you know, they're catching everybody. It's a wide net there.
Yes.
And that's typically not how Americans feel safe when it comes to their privacy. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back after the news.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back. This is Computer Talk to Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. The Dennis Halnon.
Welcome.
From one of the employee owners of Tab. And two lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. We are looking for some more employee owners to join our team. So feel free to go to our careers page and check it out if you're looking to join a bunch of nice geeks looking to help small businesses with their IT needs. And it's a good place to work. And we care about as much of each other than we do with our clients. So it's a good place to work there for that. So check that out. And you become an employee owner. No, it doesn't mean you run the company.
It just means you have an investment stake in it.
Exactly. All right, let's go to your calls. You're going to go to Jack in East Hartford. What's happening, Jack?
Good morning.
Morning.
I bought a new computer, and I'm looking to buy some backup software. I've been using Acronis.
Yeah.
But that's only available as an annual subscription, and I want something with a permanent license.
Mm. Oh, did Acronis change their licensing?
Well,
I hadn't heard that.
From what I can see on Amazon, it's only available by subscription 1 year.
Okay. Well, you may well be right.
That's you could be right, or check another source. Amazon is a source, but you may want to check with Acronis directly.
Okay.
To see if they offer a single
I'm
license.
On Acronis' website.
Yeah.
It very clearly says that it's a per year cost.
Interesting. They've gone to the subscription model.
They've gone to subscription model. That's disappointing. I didn't know that.
No.
We do have an alternative backup product that is pay once and use it forever. And it is a good product, even in spite of where it comes from.
It's manufactured in China.
It's Chinese software, but it is good stuff. It's called EaseUS To-Do Backup. And we can post a link to that.
And then of course, there is the last option, which is Microsoft's built-in backup, right, Dennis?
You can use that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just type, if you click on start and type the word backup, it will take you to Windows Backup. And you can configure your backup there.
Okay. And I can do that to an external drive.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Okay.
Yeah. The program itself assumes that's what you're doing.
No, I was thinking sometimes Microsoft will force you into the cloud.
They will give you an option through OneDrive.
Yeah, they will give you a OneDrive option, but that, as we've said many times, is not truly a backup.
Right.
I mean, it's a way of getting at files conveniently. Maybe if you delete one by accident, you might be able to get it back that way, but a true backup would be something else other than OneDrive.
OneDrive is more of a synchronization, which can burn you.
It can. Yeah. It can big time.
Yeah, I don't want anything up on the cloud. I'm looking at Amazon. They have NTI Backup Now. Have you ever heard of that?
That does ring a bell. Hang on.
The NTI, it rings a bell from days past.
The 90s.
The 90s, I was going to say that.
Now easy, huh? I've never used it. It could be fine, but who knows? And nothing wrong with trying some of this stuff out. You wanted to either pay for it once or even something free. If Acronis is going to go to a subscription model, which does seem a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's very disappointing.
I would say consider trying Microsoft's. I mean, it should work. It should work well.
It should.
Enough. Yeah. I mean, they've been out there for a while now with their product and... that's probably the direction we would give you based on what you've said if you don't want to spend that annual amount on backing up your system.
Okay. One more question. I've got a new version of Office Pro that I purchased for this computer.
Yeah.
I've got to move all of my Outlook files from the old machine onto the new one.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have a transfer cable from way back. I think it was LapLink.
Mm.
Can I use that? Can I hook that transfer cable up without any software and just like drag and drop across?
I think it's intended for you to use LapLink software to do it. I don't know how, if it's the cable that I'm thinking of, it's USB to USB and there wouldn't.
No, it looks like it's Ethernet.
Oh.
Well, then it's probably an Ethernet crossover cable.
Right.
And in that case, what you can do is set up file sharing on both sides. And then just use Windows Explorer to copy from one to the other.
Yeah, you don't need anything special.
You shouldn't. if it really is the a networked crossover cable.
Right. Now, the Outlook files are not going to be very large. Do you already have an external hard drive that you're going to get ready for this backup?
Yeah, I've got a 1 terabyte drive.
Okay, so you could just plug in the external drive into your old machine, export the Outlook file to it, then take the drive and plug it into the other machine and import it. Trying to set up a share between the two computers in a file environment, like that file sharing environment, may be a little more trouble than you want to deal with.
Right, especially if you're just moving one file. But in some cases, it's nice to be able to copy a bunch of things if you're actually browsing on both sides from one computer, and you can see, you know, what are these files? Do I want to keep them or not? And you can decide to move them.
And then what's the operating system on the old machine, Windows 7?
10.
Oh, so 10 to 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's basically like to like.
Yeah. So we can try to find an article to help you configure a file share between a 10 and 11 box that'll give you some clues as to how to configure that. But if you're only moving one file, I wouldn't bother. I would just copy the data.
Oh, no. I got hundreds of files I haven't moved.
All right. And then, try to set up the relationship. And Dennis is right. It's probably a crossover you've got there. And the other option, of course, is to have a little switch. Just have your configuration of the old 10 go into your firewall and the new 11 into your firewall. Then you're on a network. You don't even need a cable.
Yeah.
If you can get them both on the same network that way.
That's possible, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try one of those.
All right, Jack.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know.
Bye. That's always the thing when you're going from one machine to the next, you know? That's why we're in business. I mean,
it's always a delicate dance.
Yeah. It's what we do all the time for our customers. Let's go to Joe in Windsor next. What's cooking, Joe?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Listen to you all the time.
Oh, thanks.
We have Mac computers here, but don't hold that against us.
Never, never.
I wouldn't.
No.
We presently have Frontier service, home phone, TV, and computer, and they're going to run fiber into our house. So we're going to have a new modem, new router, and we're really confused because we've been doing a lot of research, and every time we call Frontier, the person on the other end gives us different information. And I guess the computer is not going to be a problem. The home phone, we understand, is going to run off the internet.
Right, called voice over IP, yep.
Okay. What do we do for TV? They told us we can get either YouTube or Direct.
Interesting. So they're kind of cutting the cable on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting threatening letters. I got one right in front of me. It says you're going to be shut off at a certain day. And
interesting. So
I've been working at home for I don't know how many years. I have my own business forever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be shut down.
No, that's kind of weird how you treat a customer that way.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. Have you checked into GoNetSpeed in Windsor?
They don't have it on my street.
All right. Okay. There's also, just so you know, cellular Wi-Fi options too. You can check to see if Verizon Home Internet and or T-Mobile is in the area. And then, of course, you got Elon Musk's satellite service too.
All right.
So you got options if you don't like how you're being treated by this company. So keep that in mind. But all you're going to do here is you're going to basically cut the cord with the old copper DSL service that it sounds like you have now with Frontier.
Right. And
they're telling you you're going to turn it off anyways if you don't do anything. And so you're going to have the fiber connection in the dumb fiber line, and then they're going to convert your phone number into a voice over IP number. They're going to port you over to that and probably have your phone plug into that if you're still going to use your old, you know, landline-ish style phone at home,
yeah,
right?
Everybody calls that, and I use that for business all the time, so everybody knows that number.
Okay. So
no, that'll be just a digital transfer. It'll still work the same?
I would assume yes. I would assume the box they're going to provide is going to convert that number into a VoIP number, and you're going to, wherever your line is plugged into now down in your basement, it'll plug into a different box down in your basement.
Okay, so that'll be the only phone I can use because my wife has one upstairs in her office. There's one at the other end of the house.
Well, I would assume all that's going to continue to work depending on how it's working now. I assume is your DSL providing it, or is this old RJ11 style copper? Is it true copper line? Is it an old true copper line, or is it part of your DSL service?
No, it's true copper.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard that term from them too. Oh boy.
Yeah, you might have some trouble because you need to get that up to those other devices, but they should be providing you the solutions for doing that.
Hopefully.
And if they don't, you can tell them, you can go tell them to pound sand and you can go get Ooma.
We researched Ooma a little bit too.
Yeah, so why pay them? Get Ooma. You'll just pay the sales, you'll just pay the tax on Ooma. And then Frontier is going to lose out on your cell, on your actual number. So you could get Ooma, port that over now, right? And that way you're in your operation now, and all you're going to do is get the internet service from Frontier. And then, of course, yes, you're going to need to get a cable service either from YouTube TV or from Fubo or from, if you're a Nessun fan, look at Fubo. I think they're the ones that give you Nessun.
Yeah, we've had callers tell us that.
Then you can look at Sling and other solutions as well to kind of keep your costs down.
Okay.
But
I'm sure they'll help because every time they do something for us, it's more money for them.
True.
Hopefully.
Well, in this case, it might be less.
Yeah. Well, they said overall, once everything's completed, we'll save money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we just got our bill because our discounts ran out and everything ran out and our monthly service just skyrocketed until they can put in fiber.
What is it now? Just curious.
It's a little over 200. I think it was 160 something, and it jumped.
Wow.
Because they're prorating because all the discounts ran out and the month fee ran out. So
you got to make a change. You got to make a change quick.
Yeah.
So, take a look at Ooma. That way you can punt them from your dial tone, and then you're just dealing with internet from them.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Very good. You guys are very helpful.
We try.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls, and then Connor Phoenix will be in from the FBI talking about all the cyber scams we need to be aware of. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have Special Agent Phoenix, who's getting ready in the studio to take our just to discuss after the 10:05 news some of the cyber stuff that we should be aware of as far as cyber crimes that are out there. Actually, if you have your headphones on, we can talk with him right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Welcome back. We appreciate you being here. You made everybody nervous last time you were here, as far as what's out there to be wary of. And we thought we should, it's the holiday season, and having you back to talk about some of the cyber crimes that are going on out there is something we should all keep in mind, even though we're all trying to be happy and positive during this holiday season. But the bad guys go after you, don't they?
They absolutely do. And I do tend to make people nervous in general. So that's perfectly fine.
It's the special agent from the FBI that's part of that nervousness. So we're glad you're here. And so what do you guys, let's talk now before the news. Why not? We have no calls right now. What's going on down there in the FBI as far as what you guys are trying to keep us safe from, or what you're seeing out there as far as what the bad guys are doing for as far as the cyber crimes this time of the year?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different things that we look at, but if I was to start with anything, it would probably be the $3 billion elephant in the room, and that's really investment scams and more basically romance scams.
Yeah.
And
everyone's lonely during this season.
They are. I mean, I think people are always looking for connection,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's something that happens year-round, but certainly when it's the holiday season, Christmas is approaching, and a lot of people are getting together with friends and family. And if you don't have that connection, it can be difficult. And so people are out looking for that, and that makes them vulnerable.
Yeah.
And romance scams have been around for a really long time. People might think of traditional dating sites like Match or eHarmony or Farmers Only, for those who were
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only, who are looking for to find that connection with rural America.
Yeah.
You can get solicited through other ways as well. I mean, certainly there's non-traditional social media like Instagram or other sites like that. Facebook offers a dating platform.
Mm-hmm.
You might even get text messages. That's something that happens to me from time to time.
Hmm.
My children, to use their vernacular, constantly assure me that I have what they call no-riz I'm sure Dennis has lots of Riz, and that's fine. So making connections is probably easy for him.
No Riz. Carolyn is laughing in there, but we don't even, all three, we don't have any
we
idea
have
what
no
no
idea
Riz
what
is.
That
so Carolyn,
is.
What is no Riz? She's a young millennial type person.
Okay, yeah. So Riz is basically like charm, charisma, and or like coolness factor. And we just moved to a new building at my other job, and yeah. People were going around being like, "Oh, your office has Riz." So the fact I heard it in this capacity right after that is just too funny.
No, it's because we're that hip and we're that happening, and we have guys like Special Agent Phoenix talking about it. So you have no Riz. I'm sure my kids would think I have no Riz. Yes, Dennis has got tons of Riz.
What?
But you're saying if you have the Riz.
If you have the Riz, then maybe this isn't an issue. But, you know, so, you know, I'll get messages on my phone, text messages, and, you know, they might look to be an accident. Oh, you know, it might say something like, Mary, I was, you know, wondering if we were going to get together later for lunch, something like that.
Yeah.
And typically I'll ignore them. On occasion, I might have fun with the person and
right.
and respond back.
Yeah. Send them to a nice expensive restaurant and never show up.
Well, you know, maybe see how far the conversation goes. But generally for a romance scam, what you'll see is a fairly quick transition from that traditional platform, whatever it is, dating site, text message, to something else like a WhatsApp or a Telegram. And so to get you onto that more that encrypted platform that they're more comfortable using,
right?
Frankly, you'll find that the phone number has changed. So you might get a text message from one number, but they're going to say, "Hey, hit me up on WhatsApp on this other number."
Gotcha. Big red flag there.
That is a big red flag. From that point, they will offer up a backstory that will likely make it difficult to meet, or frankly, impossible to meet in person. Or it might pose problems for them to get and receive money. And there's reasons for this, and we can talk about when we come back.
Sounds good. So Special Agent Connor Phoenix is in studio. He's from the New Haven squad of the Cybercrime Division over there of the FBI. And he was here a few weeks ago, and we wanted to have him back because 'tis the season to be scammed. Mm-hmm. And let's see if you guys can get a little more informed and realize whether or not you got the Riz. I can't believe we talked about this. And it is what it is, but this is Computer Talk, and we're going to be here until 11 o'clock, hopefully giving you some information you can use. Over on our Facebook page, where we're at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, if you're part of that group, all the links have been posted. Eventually, they'll get out to our ComputerTalkWithTab.com page as well, and we want to thank Mike and Dennis for doing that. We'll be right back after the news.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.